Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The news hitting hard for at least one Western New Yorker this morning. Brian Whitman joining us live. He's a retired vice president of the Walt Disney Company and has a personal connection with Kobe Bryant. Brian, good morning. You were friends with Kobe.
Yes, I was. Kobe and I met years ago out in Los Angeles when I was living out there working for the Walt Disney Company. And, you know, on several different levels. I mean, working together at the Lakers and on some charity events that we did, but we became friends. And I got to use his courtside floor seats many times and got to sit and watch him up close and personal. And, you know, an amazing athlete on the floor, and the way he ran around that court and made those shots was amazing. But, you know, then the game would be over a couple hours later. I'd be hosting him at Disneyland with Vanessa and the kids. And, you know, he was happier then. He loved being with his family. He loved those kids. He loved having a wonderful family time at Disney. And I got to spend some, you know, wonderful times with him there. And also, Kobe was my neighbor. So we shopped at the same Bristol Farms and got to, you know, see each other on that level. So I got to, all I can say, you know, it's a terrible loss, terrible tragedy. Be greatly missed, you know, on so many levels. But as much as he was an amazing athlete, he was an amazing human being.
I think a lot of people were just starting to realize that, you know, for how great he was on the court, he was kind of going through a, you know, second act, if you will, that might have lived up to that legacy he had on the court. I mean, whether it was the Oscar win just, you know, not too long after he retired, or some of the other things he was doing in business, in coaching youth sports and things like that, that, you know, his legacy didn't end when he retired from basketball.
He said it well. He was just kind of getting started, you know. I mean, he started basketball at such a young age and did so well so quickly, you know, had an amazing career with that. But he was, his sights were always set on other things, and it really all surrounded around his family. And he just where he's coaching his daughter's basketball team, which he was going to do and has done and was going to do yesterday. And, you know, and the friends he was hanging out with. I mean, it was a very normal kind of lifestyle, which – in his position in, you know, working and living in Hollywood and Los Angeles, there's so many other things he could have been involved with. And he was very, very selective. And it was always, you know, kind of family first for Kobe.
What do you think his legacy is going to be, Brian?
You know, the easy answer and probably the logical one is going to be, from most people's perspective, is his time on the court and his amazing accomplishments. But, you know, the Kobe that I know, his legacy is his kids.
And something that he was really passionate about, you could see his oldest daughter, who unfortunately also died in that accident yesterday, going with her, whether it was to NBA games or with her team, kind of coaching her through, and some of the glowing things he said about her, it was pretty easy to see how much that meant to him. You know, the impact that he had, you're kind of hearing it from a lot of different people, from people who played with him. I thought it was really telling out in L.A. the amount of people who heard this news and within moments were pouring over to the Staples Center, where it wasn't easy to get into that place with the Grammys going on, but felt it was so important to, you know, pay tribute, to do something, to lay a wreath for Kobe Bryant, to the impact he had on that community. I mean, it's at a level that's kind of hard to understand.
Yeah, it really is. Really, he was, you know, he transcended so many things, and he was bigger than life, but he never had the ego for that. I mean, he really was just a kid from Philadelphia playing basketball, doing what he liked to do. I got to tell you, yesterday, I've been to the Grammy many times, and Staples, within blocks and blocks, you know, maybe a mile or so away around Staples, it's locked down. You don't go get anywhere near Staples. It's so secured because of all the logistics and the security of the Grammys. You know, to see that many people there that went through that was one thing. I got to think, if the Grammys weren't taking place yesterday at Staples, how many, you know, thousands and thousands more people would have been there. They would have locked down and shut down downtown area around Staples. It would have been amazing. I think if more people could have gotten there, they would have.
We're talking live with Brian Whitman, a retired Walt Disney Company vice president who was a friend and neighbor of Kobe Bryant. So Brian living now in Western New York. The impact of his death, Brian, how do you measure it? I mean, can you remember another superstar's death that has received this kind of attention?
You know, it's a good question. And I guess if you look back, you know, we've lost some big stars and some big names in life, you know, over the years. And but, you know, I don't know, there's something, you know, just about Kobe that, again, I'll talk about him over and over again, just about Kobe the person. And I think that's what's going to keep coming out of this is, and you'll see that on the interviews you're watching and on the stories that are breaking. It's not just about Kobe the basketball player. It's about Kobe the man. And I think that's what makes this one different. One of others. It's not just a great musician. It's not just a great, you know, sports legend. It's the man himself. And I think that's what makes this one different, I think, than from some of the most, you know, amazing people we've unfortunately lost over the years.
He's something different to just about everybody, and you've kind of seen that firsthand, being the hometown hero out in the L.A. area, being, you know, somewhat of a friend on a personal, you know, basis to see what kind of a person he was off the field to someone like you. And we were saying earlier, you know, I think people older than me will look at this one way, and they remember maybe Michael Jordan as the greatest basketball player of all time. But, you know, I'm 30 years old, and for people in my generation, you know, he wasn't Michael Jordan in, you know, maybe in terms of basketball legacy, but he was the Michael Jordan to a generation for, you know, a big 15-year period in between, you know, Michael Jordan and LeBron James. He was the face of an entire sport.
Yeah, he really was. And you're right. I mean, you know, Michael Jordan's, you know, unbelievable player and an amazing athlete. But here's the greatest thing. Kobe, one of the championships had just been played. I forgot which one it was. And the Lakers won, and he was the MVP. And I talked to him, and I go, you know, what do you want to do tomorrow? What are you going to do? And he called me. And he said, you know, we want to come to Disneyland. I want to get away from all this stuff. I want to celebrate this day with my family. I want to be at the happiest place on earth. I want to get away from all the crazy stuff. That's all wonderful. That'll be there. But I want this to be a special day with my family and I. And that's not many guys, especially in the Los Angeles market, would want to pass that up to go do that. And he was adamant that he wanted to spend that next day privately with his family and celebrating with them.
Brian, we're glad that you could join us this morning and tell us a little bit more about Kobe, and we're really sorry for your loss, losing your friend and neighbor. That's Brian Whitman, retired vice president of the Disney Company, who's now making his home here in Western New York.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.